The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
Mark, you had brought in a disturbing story that I also spotted. I think it was actually thanks to our listeners who submitted it over at freetalklive.com and or, let's see, maybe it showed up on... Actually, you know what? It was an amplifier who put it in the amp group on Facebook. I don't think it's yet up on freetalklive.com. Someone should put it there because you, as the listener of the show, can actually create the content right there on the front page of our website. It's a Reddit-based site. So whatever news story or fun YouTube video or whatever you want to put up, whatever you think our listeners will appreciate it, you submit it through our Reddit-based website at freetalklive.com, and then other listeners can vote. You can vote as to whether you like or dislike the various different things that are there. So anyway, we'll continue with the discussion here because I think Radley Balco has, as always, a worthy analysis of this disturbing case and several disturbing cases of police officers violating people's bodily orifices on the side of the road or in hospitals in the search for drugs.
The ever-expanding search for drugs has reached some people's colons.
Some new lows, yes. And another lawsuit in Texas, writes Balco at the Washington Post, alleges that vaginal searches of women after routine traffic stops was, quote, standard procedure, unquote, among some Texas Highway Patrol officers. Oakland recently paid $4.6 million to 39 men who were illegally strip searched in public. A similar lawsuit was filed in Chicago just this week.
It wasn't illegal until they took it to court and fought it all the way, and then the judges decided that it was illegal. Up to that point, the opposite was true. If these men had, you know, decided to pull a gun and shoot whomever was trying to stick their parts up their butts, those men would have been guilty of murder as far as the law enforcement agencies were concerned. So I don't know if illegal is even the right term here because at this point the law is so perverted that it can't even be considered what is right or just. In this case, it is the immoral searching of these people. And the law simply caught up to it.
A similar lawsuit was filed in Chicago this week. There have been other recent allegations of cavity searches in Citrus County, Florida, Coral Springs, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia, and Mission, Kansas. In Milwaukee, a group of four cops spent 2 years subjecting women to illegal cavity searches after traffic stops. They, at the very least, have been arrested and charged. In the following October, we learned of two more cases in Tennessee. So we've only heard of a couple of them. Apparently, Balco has been paying quite a bit of attention. The Supreme Court has laid out a series of balancing tests to evaluate the legitimacy of these sorts of searches. The factors to consider are the scope of the intrusion, the manner in which the search is conducted, the justification for the search, and the place where the search is conducted. The search of Mr. Pontoon, which is the man who was violated for at least 3 minutes anally on the side of the road in Aiken, South Carolina. The search of Pontoon seems extreme by all four of those measurements. The scope of the intrusion couldn't be much more severe. It appears that two officers stuck fingers into his rectum. The manner? Well, it was done by two cops, not doctors. And it was done as Pontoon lay on the street, not in an examination room.
Right. This is just on the street. They're in Aiken. They can't afford an examining room.
The justification? Officer Medlin might have remembered Pontoon's face from doing drug cases years ago. The place? The side of the road. In public. Near downtown Aiken. According to the best practices promoted by the International Association of Chiefs of Police, they give the ideal procedure for performing a cavity search And they say that the search depicted in this video not only meets none of those specifications, but the specifications themselves don't even contemplate the possibility of a police officer performing a roadside cavity search for illicit drugs. It doesn't even seem to be a possibility. I asked John Wesley Hall, the former president of the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers, a Fourth Amendment expert and purveyor of the site FourthAmendment.com, to view the video and complaint in this case. Here was his response. This is quite appalling, to say the least. I've encountered on the street strip searches of men in my own practice, but never of a woman on the street, and then this case had added the anal probing. Worse yet, there's no legal justification for anything, including the stop, because criminal history alone isn't reasonable suspicion. Everything starting with the stop was unreasonable under the Fourth Amendment, and it just got progressively worse. What this indicates to me is a police department with utter disregard for the civil liberties of the citizens it's supposed to serve and protect.
And I think that this is really important. This officer, Medlin, he's not operating in a vacuum. The idea that this is one bad apple. Well, one bad apple spoils the whole bunch.
There were four cops there.
Right. There were four police officers there, and none of them attempted to stop this from occurring.
For 3 minutes, at least.
They had guns in their law enforcement officers, and they could have prevented this if that's what they wanted to do. There's case after case after case after stunning case that this is unacceptable. There are fired police officers all over America for this crap. And they keep on doing it. You have to ask yourself why. Why does one officer do this? No. I mean, why does a group of officers do this? It's not even, I don't even think that necessarily it's just the department, although I would say that this department probably has some real problems if these four officers are functioning within it. But I would say that there's an overall systemic problem with law enforcement in this country, that law enforcement officers think that this is okay. This is what I want to hear, is I want to hear the police officers call in and condemn this. I want to hear them say, this is wholly and completely unacceptable, and if I ever find a fellow officer doing something like this, I will arrest them on the spot.
Now, that'd be awesome if someone said that.
But
don't hold your breath. Don't hold your breath.
This is what they expect, is they expect somebody else to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, they're the law enforcers.
But then if anybody does try to hold them accountable, you get accused of waging that war on cops that Ralph called in about earlier.
Right. The cop blockers are bad people for videoing the police while they do their job. But the police officers are, it's just one bad apple. I don't understand the apology here. And this is, and by apology, I mean the excuse making in this circumstance. I used to be the guy that made the excuses for police on this show. I stopped. And the reason I stopped is because I have seen way too many videos of not one officer kicking the crap out of somebody, but one officer start kicking somebody, kicking the crap out of somebody, and then nine others jump on. That I've seen just too many instances where what it appears to be is gang behavior.
Mm.
And that's when I stopped being able to defend this. I'll still defend when I'm like, oh, well, that's an arguable situation or whatever. But we don't bring arguable situations to Free Talk Live anymore. They're not arguable because
I don't see how anyone could justify
are everywhere.
But actually, this was police video in this particular case.
Well, police videos, when we started doing this show 10 years ago, police videos weren't as common either.
No, that's true.
And they weren't released nearly as often. I don't know why this video was released, but it seems like departments are better about releasing them than they used to be.
Well, and again, this, I think there's a discussion that's been had amongst libertarians about, you know, should police have video on them, on their persons? And we know that certain departments do have them in cruisers. That's been going on for quite a while. And that's what this video was from. It was in the actual cruiser pointing up front. Now, they did violate this man off camera. So they were
hollering.
They were aware enough that the camera was there that they specifically took him off the camera's range, but they could still be heard. So the man's verbal objections to being rectally violated and having them probing around, hitting his hemorrhoids inside his rectum, were caught on the video.
It's right up in there.
and also as well as the insane,
you know what I'm in there,
as well as the insane things that the cops said. So,
were some of the things.
Right.
The cops, it's right up in there.
So this is an example of, I think, again, I understand the objections of people saying, well, you know, we don't want the police to be everywhere with cameras because then it's surveillance state, surveillance society, and I get those objections. But ultimately, what if this video didn't exist? Okay, what would happen to Mr. Pontoon in that case?
We would have never heard about him.
Right, exactly. And there's a major difference between mass surveilling 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and turning the camera on when you're on a call.
I understand that, Daryl, but I got to say that sometimes you don't just get on a call when you need to turn the camera on. Sometimes things just happen, and it can be good to have the camera running rather than, you know, somebody starting to shoot or hurt somebody, and then you think, oh, I need to turn my camera on before I can respond. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio toll-free here. Our number is 855-453. Bring up whatever you want. 855-450-3733. Whether you want to comment on the ridiculous state of affairs of the police in certain places, violating people's bodily orifices for at least 3 minutes solid, happened recently.
At least.
In Aiken, South Carolina. We can continue that discussion. Also on the way, Darrell W. Perry, Libertarian Party presidential candidate, made a historic announcement today, and he'll also be telling us about a phony student visa scheme the federal government set up. And we'll tell you all about that here. Toll-free number 855-450-3733 to the phones and to the fun. We go to James. He's in Florida. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how y'all guys doing?
Welcome, James.
I wanted to talk about a story that came out here in Ocala, Florida, about a Ocala police officer got caught with marijuana in his car, and he got caught smoking weed on duty. I'm kind of torn at this because I'm pro marijuana, but I'm not pro wasting tax dollars.
Well, I would rather have a cop getting high on the job than going around busting people who didn't actually commit a crime.
Right, right. So I did a public records request to find out how many times he has busted people for drugs.
In the 3 years he... You're a genius.
Yeah, in the 3 years he's worked there, he's never busted anybody for drugs, any kind of drugs.
Oh, good. So that means he, it doesn't mean he didn't steal the weed from somebody, right? I guess there's still the possibility that he pulled somebody over, found a bag of weed on him, and just confiscated it, and then never actually wrote a police report about it. So maybe or maybe not, he, you know, we don't know. But either way, the fact that he never on record actually arrested somebody for possession of drugs means he's probably one of the better cops.
Yeah, he got caught basically, he was clocking on shift and then going to an RV park, trailer park, and sitting there at a trailer for about 3 or 4 hours a day, smoking weed and playing video games. And then they searched his car and found a stash of weed in his car.
Damn. How did they catch on? Did somebody snitch him? So someone in the trailer park, or?
I think it might have been an ex-girlfriend snitched on him, or someone that he had a problem with snitched on him, because what they did was someone called anonymously and left a tip about it, and every one of the cars have a GPS location thing on it, and they basically looked back in the log and he was going to the same place every day. So
bummer.
Then they just started videotaping him.
So what did they charge him with?
I think they got him on a color or law violation and possession of marijuana and some kind of missed duty kind of thing.
Now, is this breaking news, or has this case been in the works for a while?
Our local newspaper came out with it last week, or maybe 2 weeks ago. But it took them 10 days to catch him. So he wasn't that smart of a guy, I guess.
Interesting story. Anything else you want to add?
No, I just, like I said, I like y'all's opinion. I thought y'all would have a good opinion on this between waste of tax dollars and pro-marijuana. So.
Well, he's clearly not protecting the people of Ocala while he's sitting in some trailer playing video games and hitting and doing bong swats.
Also not violating anybody's rights while he's doing it.
I'd rather have a cop doing that. And you know what? Sometimes there's problems in trailer parks, so if there were a call in the trailer park, he would be right there.
It's a well-covered trailer park at that point. And
they got their own private security.
So I'm coming down against this. I don't consider that... necessarily most of the services the police provide.
It says here he was charged with possession of Scheduled I controlled substance, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. So not even the other thing that you suggested, James, unless it's been updated. The story's been updated since.
Well,
this is from Ocala.
I talked to a guy that was part of the AI, or the Internal Affairs people at Ocala, and they said that he was going to be charged with color of law and...
Okay, so they're still working on more charges. Thanks, James, for the call tonight. I've actually pulled up the story here from OcalaPost.com. And good job doing the freedom of information on this guy. You know, he does look like your typical cop. He's got kind of a short buzz cut, you know, haircut or whatever you want to call it. Jeffrey Hall is his name. According to the story here, he was arrested after officials received a tip that he'd been seen smoking marijuana while on duty. Tipster stated Officer Hall had been smoking marijuana with Christian Cornell, who lives in a travel trailer located west of SR 40. According to reports, Hall visited the trailer regularly. After receiving the information, OPD's Lieutenant Greg Martin made the decision to install hidden cameras near the RV park where the trailer was located. Investigators said Hall was recorded visiting the trailer 13 times. Each time he visited the trailer, he arrived in his marked patrol vehicle and was dressed in full uniform. Investigators reported that the travel trailer had aluminum foil covering the windows, which prevented them from seeing inside. However, on one occasion, Hall arrived with a woman, identified later as Allie Smith, age 23, at which time the front door of the trailer was left open. Investigators said they could see inside, and it appeared Hall was playing video games with Mr. Cornell. He was on duty and actively working calls for service. When conducting surveillance, investigators made the decision to move in on the trailer. Lieutenant Martin stated that when he approached the trailer, he could smell burning marijuana emitting from inside. Major Michael Balkin made contact with Officer Hall as he was attempting to leave in his patrol car. After Hall exited his vehicle, Major Balkin relinquished him of his car keys. He was then suspended and driven home.
Really? Relinquished him?
Yeah, they took his car keys.
Yeah, I know what they did. I'm just, it's not the way I've ever heard that term used. Forced him to relinquish his car keys.
A search of Hall's patrol car turned up a plastic container in the center console that contained a black canvas bag. Inside the canvas bag was an electrical smoking device and a small white piece of paper with a brown crystal-like substance on it. That substance later tested positive for tetrahydrocannabinols, THC, in non-plant
like
form.
That,
sounds like wax. Sounds like cannabis wax.
Crackle.
With, I never heard crackle as a slang, but I imagine that is slang. It's cannabis. It sounds like cannabis wax, and they're saying an electrical smoking device. They likely mean a vaporizer when they say electrical smoking device. Investigators found a plastic bin that contained a bag of marijuana, rolling papers, and loose marijuana. A separate black bag also contained an additional bag of marijuana and roach clips. This guy was loaded.
Well, I mean, what did he have to fear?
A loose burned marijuana cigarette was found in a plastic container inside the trunk. He was arrested, charged with possession of a Schedule I controlled substance, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia, released from jail on a $2,750 bond. So there's the story about Ocala police officer Jeffrey P. Hall, age 26. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. They've got one of the good guys here. It's a damn shame.
Well, I'm not going to call that. No, Ian, I don't know what you're so excited about. I mean, this is...
If you've ever gotten high with a cop before, it's a pretty cool thing to do, right? I mean, that's a cool thing.
I
right?
don't know if I can speak to that.
Shatter is the term I was thinking of,
there
not
you go, crackle.
Shatter, crackle, close enough.
He's shattering his brain on marijuanas.
So, yeah, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, Daryl, you're going to be telling us about a phony student visa scheme created by your own federal government.
Yay.
That's on the way. And you can take control of the airwaves here. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Was this guy, should he be fired, Jeffrey Hall? Is it a bad thing for a cop to be getting a little high on the job? It's probably not the best for, you know, actually having to respond
anything.
To a serious call of violence or something. It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years.
60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio waves here. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 on the website. You go to freetalklive.com, get interactive. It's completely free. And if you like the show and you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier for $5 per month. It makes a huge difference for us, helps keep us getting on more radio stations around the country. You can help us out with that by going to amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, you get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, the amp-only, Facebook group. That's a big one. Lots of people on that amp-only Facebook group. There's always fresh topics being posted there, people interacting. Sometimes arguments happen between amplifiers. It's an interesting forum, and you can be part of it. Just join the amp program. You can use any major credit card through PayPal, you can use Visa or MasterCard right there on our website, and you can now amp the show with Bitcoin. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. We sure do appreciate it. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We go to Skype, where Brian is on the line in California. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
Is there an echo?
Sound fine.
Yeah, I was listening to the earlier segment with Alex. You guys were talking about, violating principles. I just had to laugh because it's just a quick point because I really wanted to talk about the arbitrary nature of animal rights and why they don't exist. But if you violate a principle, it's not your principle, right? You didn't adopt it as a principle. You cannot violate a principle you adopt. Otherwise, it makes you a hypocrite.
Sure, it makes you a hypocrite.
Yeah. You can violate a principle, but it makes you a hypocrite. And if in the case of the non-aggression principle, your violation of the principle is to push someone out of the way of an oncoming bus in order to save their life, then I would say
is that really a violation of the principle? Because as I understand it, you're not allowed to cause unjust harm. So if a light were about to fall on Mark's head and I moved him out of the way to, you know, save him from getting stitches, and the, you know, like, most damage I did was I pushed Mark and there was no lasting scar. Yes, I touched him against his will, but I did not cause unjust harm.
I've never heard you get to decide what's just. That's what power abusers do, Daryl.
Where did this term unjust come from?
I've never heard the term unjust
harm.
No. I've never heard it in tandem with the non-aggression principle. I've never heard that qualifier to the non-aggression principle.
You're plugging in the logical holes with your fingers, Daryl. That's what you're doing. Just admit it. just admit it.
In that case, I would say it is a reasonable violation of the principle, and if someone wants to call me a hypocrite for it, that's fine. I'll accept that.
No, but it cannot be a principle. Once you're a hypocrite, it's obvious that you have some deeper fundamental principle that you're obliged to follow.
Harm reduction, I think, is what it comes down to.
All right, so what was the other point of your call?
Harm reduction.
Okay, so I've been watching your video stream, and I see a dog walking around, and I was just wondering, did someone in your room of three people, did anyone eat meat today?
I have, yes.
Okay,
Does turkey jerky count as meat? Because most people don't consider poultry to be meat. They think of beef only as meat.
Ask the poultry whether they think that their flesh is meat or not. I'll go you one better. I ate the flesh of a pig that I raised and petted and rubbed its belly and all kinds of things today.
Okay, so let's put the arbitrary nature, the irrational nature of your principles to the test, right? So why is it that humans have rights? But I'm assuming that you guys agree that animals don't have rights, right? And look at your dog when you answer me too.
I think that
the dog's not in the room at the moment.
I think that so I've thought about this pretty thoroughly, and I think that animals have rights. They just have fewer rights.
Oh, okay. What's the relationship between your rights and what you are as far as an organic being?
Well, your rights are what you trade things for. So if you trade your volition, your will, and all those things to the state can essentially do what it wants with you. And it's used to doing that with people. And most people go along with it. They sing the songs and march in the parades, and a tear runs down their eye when the F-18s fly over the football game. They have given their volition to the state.
Now, what rights do you think animals have? And I'm sure that the opinions differ throughout this room.
Yes, right? I do not agree with Mark.
All of them that they claim.
Wait, what?
Well, how can they claim a right?
Wait.
Well, how can you have a right if you don't claim it?
Well, you just said you believe animals have some rights.
Okay, I'm saying that I think that they have rights, and the rights that they claim are theirs.
That's so ridiculous.
If a pig of mine breaks out of the pen and moves along and goes and lives in the woods, that pig has a right to freedom, does it not?
You're telling me you wouldn't go after a pig that escaped?
How are you going to get it back?
Haven't you gone after pigs that have escaped? I believe you have.
Explain to me why humans have rights. Like, if a more intelligent alien civilization were to look at us, what would you think they would say why humans would have rights?
Well, why do they have rights? I guess to some extent because, you know, they sort of agree that rights exist. I mean, aliens may not understand our property ownership the way that we do. It may be uniquely
human. Yeah, it's irrational.
What is that?
Well, let's not get a far field here. I agree that rights are an agreement between human beings that help humans interact with one another and respect each other and help us build better relationships and more productivity over time.
So, okay, so I'm curious about something. You keep mentioning about, you know, animals, whether or not animals as carbon-based organisms have rights? Do plants have rights? Because they're also carbon-based.
He hasn't said whether he thinks animals have rights. I have a rational rule why things have rights, but I don't, it's because I really have I identified my true principle.
Hold on. I just want to clarify something. He's been asking questions so far. Brian has not made a statement.
Right, but he did say that do animals as carbon-based organic beings have rights? And I'm asking him if he thinks that that should apply to plants as well.
Well, I would like to know whether
they're also carbon-based organic
beings. But wait,
beings.
We need to find out whether or not Brian thinks animals have rights.
First you need to ask me, do I think rights exist?
You've already said you think they don't. Right. I already know
the answer to that. Plants don't have rights. If a guy who doesn't believe that rights exist doesn't believe that animals have them, or do plants?
But I'm asking him if he would apply the same line of questioning of after you've either said that, you know, if you said, yes, animals have the same rights as humans, would the next question be, what about trees? Because trees are also carbon-based organic beings.
Okay, yeah, that's my line of question. Where is this arbitrary line set? And what's your rule? What's the logical rule that makes that evolutionary sense? This is all irrational religion.
For me, it's intelligence and the ability to recognize yourself in a mirror.
Okay,
so if an animal can recognize itself in a mirror, go ahead.
That's true. So what happens when the first pig evolves so that he screams no when he's being killed? What happens?
Well, they scream. There's no doubt about it. But if the little pudgy effer sat around and ate my food for 9 months, and then he decides he doesn't want to be killed, that's a little. I mean, like, if he was smart enough to evolve to say no, don't you think he was smart enough to evolve to say, I wonder why this guy's feeding me all this food?
We're just applying your new rule here. It's just based on some type of cognitive intelligence.
Right. It's based on intelligence and the ability to recognize yourself in a mirror. That's what my rules are.
Okay, so
that's what your rule for what? I just want to clarify. That is your rule for what?
Eating people. Eating things. I don't eat things that recognize themselves in a mirror.
Wait a minute. A pig is one of the most intelligent animals out there, and it certainly could recognize itself.
It does not have self-recognition.
Really?
Yeah. Elephants.
Wait a minute. Are you saying there have been studies done that pigs don't?
Yep. I look these things up.
Okay.
Because I have a rule.
Dogs can recognize themselves in mirrors.
Yeah, but a lot of them cannot. And so I haven't eaten any dogs, to my knowledge, at this point. But it's difficult to know, right? Like, are we talking about the individual dog that knows? Because, you know, is it one out of a million dogs can recognize itself in a mirror?
I don't know.
And at that point, then I can't eat any dogs? I don't know.
Thanks, Brian, for your call. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Animal rights, interesting discussion to have. We can continue with it here, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. You can also join us on Skype, as Brian did. Our Skype username is LRN.FM. Where do you draw the line? It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is having a huge sale on ads. If you have a local business, contact this station. They'll help you out. But if you do business nationally through a website, a brand, or a call center, Free Talk Live ads are 66% off until April 16th. I can't give you the rates here, but I can tell you the packages are as low as $500. We're on 170-plus stations. We do endorsements. And we have a big old online audience. Contact Mark at freetalklive.com. We've never had a sale this big. Mark at freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. If you love the ideas of liberty and you want to actually do something about it, well, join us here in the Shire. You can go to 101reasonsfilm.com and learn why New Hampshire is the best destination for people who care about liberty and who are willing to actually take action and do something about it. You can join the Shire Society at shiresociety.com. Sign the Shire Society Declaration wherever you are in the world. You don't have to live in New Hampshire to join the Shire Society. But it makes sense to get together with people who are of a like mindset, to get together with people who understand what the ideas of liberty are and who are willing to actually take action for them. That is why the three of us are here in New Hampshire, because we've come together. Shiresociety.com is where you can go to sign that. And also 101reasonsfilm.com is where you can see an hour-long documentary about how really amazing the Liberty community is here in New Hampshire. 101reasonsfilm.com. It's free to watch online as we continue here. We were talking with Brian a moment ago about the rights of animals. And I don't know, Daryl, if you weighed in. I mean, it was mostly Mark who was kind of fielding the questions there. How do you feel about the idea of animal rights? Do animals have rights? Mark says they have them when they can ask for them, which sort of means that he doesn't think they have them. It was kind of a weird way of answering the question.
I'm going to say three words that libertarians don't like to say. I don't know.
Okay.
But I will say that I think that people should not abuse their animals, whether the animals have rights or not.
Does an animal
I don't know.
Right not to be treated cruelly?
And that, I don't know if the animal has that right per se, but I don't think you should abuse your animals. People have a different idea of what abuse is, right? There are some people who say that you are abusing the animal by even having it. So Jazzy, who is the studio studio beast here, someone could make the argument that Jazzy is a prisoner in this home and that it is wrong to keep a pet, even though
they're relatively happy,
right?
Well,
even though prisoner. the door in the summertime is open quite frequently to where Jazzy could walk outside if she wanted to, but she doesn't.
Well, sometimes she does walk outside, and sometimes she obeys commands. And
well, she's usually, whenever I take her outside, she's never on a leash unless I'm walking her out off the property, and so she could run anytime I take her outside.
Right, and she never does.
That's correct.
What people believe is that they believe that you lose your ownership of an animal, and I believe that rights are a function of ownership, and I think that that's demonstrable. So rights are what you have over things that you own. You lose your ownership when you sufficiently mistreat an animal. So people will, I've heard stories, I've never been there, but I've heard stories of people literally pulling guns on other people about their treatment of their animals. So, you know, I heard a gal say that she came and said to a guy, "You give me the pony or I'm calling SPCA." And she took the pony away at that time. Apparently, there were open sores on it, and he had been beating it with a 2x4 or whatever the story was. And you never know how much is true of these stories and how much isn't, but has there ever been a pony hit with a 2x4?
Probably.
Better believe there has.
Yeah.
So let's just take it as true. At that point, she said, "Relinquish your ownership of this animal, because you don't deserve it anymore." And I think that people truly believe that at some point you lose your ownership of an animal if you treat it poorly enough. So I think that that's kind of a way that rights get you lose rights based on your treatment of an animal.
If rights are indeed an agreement between humans, then they are exclusively a human concept so far. But if some sort of animal could communicate the desire to acquire rights,
animals do look at do honor each other's territory to some extent. They have basic understanding of ownership.
You
pee on trees and another dog realizes, "Oh, somebody already peed on this tree."
Usually they'll pee there too. They'll pee on top of it to take over that territory.
Well, okay. In the real world, where animals will kill each other over territory, animals begin to respect each other's rights.
Okay.
So in the fake world, where dogs run around and pee on the same thing over and over again,
dogs are domesticated as opposed to wolves or whatever, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And the wolves will be... they'll honor the property rights of the bigger pack and that kind of thing in a given area, or at least run away when another animal comes near them. So you have property rights in that way. Usually it's intra-species where they recognize these things as opposed to inter-species where the gophers aren't recognizing the rights of the beavers and that kind of thing.
Right. The mice that have come into the LRN studio over the years and have broken into bags of grains and sweets obviously do not recognize property rights.
And so rights are freeloaders.
So rights have to be reciprocated. They have to, there has to be a willingness on both sides to be able to agree, yes, I will not violate your property. Yes, I will, not kill you, those sorts of things. And
I don't kill the mice that that don't come into the house. When they come into the house, they die.
No, I think that
you don't just try to scoop them into a little container and take them outside.
Oh yeah, that works.
Have you done that before, Daryl?
Yes, really.
I have gotten one mouse into one container one time. I also nearly knocked myself unconscious doing it. No, what I put down are these things they call mouse traps. And they
Which ones do you use?
They've got these, I think it's Victor, the old-timey one.
You do the old-time ones, the snap time.
But they have scented snapper pieces. So
see, the problem with those is when they snap, sometimes the mouse doesn't die and it'll drag it away. So then you get a dead mouse in your wall or something like that.
I haven't had that happen.
It could happen, though. It could happen.
Sure.
And that can be a bit of a problem because then you've got a decomposing mouse and it can kind of stink.
You get a pretty big hole if the mouse can drag a mouse trap through that hole. Maybe yeah, I should cough that up.
I see what you're saying there. I like the little, there's a brand called Decon that is like a circular trap. You put some peanut butter in the center of this thing. The mouse then goes into the trap to acquire the peanut butter, and then it closes. The thing closes, and it basically traps the mouse inside of the trap. So it can't go anywhere, and it just expires in there. And then when you see the trap...
It starves to death? Now, that's cruel. I mean, this is cruel. See, I at the very least, I'm breaking their little necks in an instant. They're dead. 1 minute, they're like, oh,
not
this
always.
Feels great, and then whammo!
Not always.
Not always, no. Not always. I felt bad before. There's no doubt about
Let's
it.
Let's go to Tim. He's in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Tim.
Hi, guys. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Now, it's funny that you're talking about the mousetrap and all that. There was one that was called a Tomcat once upon a time. It was plastic. And I didn't think they were very good, but they basically did the same thing as the old Victor style where they snapped the neck, but they seemed to be kind of weak. But anyway, no, I was calling to talk about animal rights because, you know, I'm a hunter. I like to hunt things. I like to kill animals and eat them. And you know that the animals are unhappy about that, obviously, or at least you think they are. When you shoot an animal and it doesn't die right away, it's probably feeling the pain and it's probably unhappy that you've just punctured it with whatever weapon you've used. And so they're, you know, when we say that animals have rights, how can we say that animals have rights and then go from, you know, then say, well, somebody told me once upon a time, I don't eat anything to cast a shadow. And I thought, what? That's just, you know, all you can do is drink water. That's pretty much it, right?
You can't have any plants.
Celery casts shadows.
Right. You don't need anything to cast a shadow because, if it casts a shadow, it must have a soul. Yeah, that's what kind of baloney is that? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. But no.
Oh, baloney definitely casts a shadow.
Even water will cast a shadow.
Just throw it up. There it is.
Well,
shadow in the air.
Honestly, water doesn't cast a shadow. What it does is refract. It refracts light, so it doesn't have a shadow.
I guess it would depend on how murky it is. If you have some murky water, then that will cast a shadow.
Yeah, you don't want to drink the murky water because that's generally sludge.
That's a good point. Right.
I think this also bears pointing out that people that are all against hunting and eating of animals always seem to think that an animal's going to live its whole life out unmolested.
Well, they do live their entire lives.
They do live their whole lives, but they do not live to the age that they could live to. So
in captivity.
If I keep a pig at my house, that pig's going to live a lot longer than if that pig were out in the wild.
Where it would die at the hands of another animal.
Other animals. Dies, and, you know, these kind of things.
What? I'm sorry.
The circle of life. Yeah. Tim, anything else? Go ahead, quick.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, when I've hunted, there have been times, I mean, if you misplace your shot, if you don't hit the animal exactly where you need to, it's going to die in a painful way, but you have to dispatch it as quickly as possible. And then, I feel sorry for it when I do that. I'm not saying that the animal has the right, has the right to, defend itself against, well, of course it does, but, I mean, if I'm trying to stab it with a knife or shoot it or whatever, puncture it with an arrow or a bolt from a crossbow, it's going to probably defend itself if it's still alive when I find it.
Tim, thanks for your call tonight, man. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.